Doesn't the Bible call us to go preach?
In Jesus' sermon,
preach
on the
means
mount,
public crier.
Did he come?
Public
did he
crier.
Come, did he come at people with condemnation or judgment? Or
Brother,
was his message?
Or die,
was his message?
And the fire is not quenched.
Yeah. See,
you warned those if they don't repent.
Can I read a verse for you? John 3:19-21. This is the condemnation, that light has come in the world. It's Jesus. We represent his light. But men love darkness, and because of the light, they go into the darkness. That's because awesome. The light reproves them. Now, here's the important part. Jesus came as a baby in a manger one time. He's coming back as a flaming lion of Judah. Angry in judgment, he's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 1. We want our neighbors to know he's not a baby in a manger. He's coming to part the clouds, and he's coming to destroy almost everyone on earth. And if you're not of him by coming out of the world, you're going to be one of the ones he destroys. But if you're like the world, Harley is like the world.
If you would stop.
Harley is like the world. Why would I stop?
If you would stop.
We're here to preach.
Yeah, we're here to preach.
We're here to preach. That means tell the truth.
What you,
can walk right away. You can walk right by.
You're right.
So we're not imposing anything on you.
Of God. Yeah. You're standing on God's earth, breathing God's air, and telling us we should not bless God's
way. The way I look at it, you walked up to my brothers. Did he not walk up to my brothers? He did. We're standing in one place.
That's what I want to leave you guys with.
We love you. You got to repent and come out of the world. Come out of that Harley lifestyle. It's going to cost you your soul.
I believe that.
I used to be in the Harley lifestyle. It's going to cost you your soul. I used to be a biker and a fighter, man. I know what that's all about.
So you believe...
You're going to lose your soul.
Really?
Drinking.
You don't know me.
Drinking. Pride and vanity. Worldliness. Feminization. Disobedience. I do know you, sir.
This is the first time I've met you.
Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks.
And you're telling me I'm going to hell because I ride a motorcycle.
No, I said the Harley lifestyle. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks.
Wow.
And you're not here proclaiming the oracles of God. You're here defending sin. So we love you, sir.
You guys.
Love you.
You guys.
You're going to lose your soul.
You need to.
Did you know the Bible says a man should have short hair, too? I love you. Did you know that?
Where?
Feminization.
Where?
1 Corinthians 11.
Quote it.
Go read it. Go read it for yourself. Go read it for yourself.
Quote it.
Women have long hair. Men are not to have long hair. They have short hair. Go read it.
Quote it.
Go read it. Go read it, sir. I don't think you're really seeking truth. Do you have a Bible?
I have a Bible.
I'm not supposed to cast my pearls. I don't think you're a listener. You're a mocker, sir. I love you. Go test it. Go test it, sir. Go test it to the Word of God. Loving our neighbor today, lifting up the biblical gospel to eternal life. Turn and repent and seek him while there's time.